It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Late on Friday, a federal judge dismissed the Des Moines Waterworks lawsuit against three counties, claiming agriculture drainage districts have been polluting the rivers the utility uses for drinking water. Now, this has been a hot-button item across the state and really across the country since the lawsuit was filed 2 years ago. It could have completely changed the way farmers were able to drain their fields. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey is welcoming the decision. With me this morning is someone who no doubt will have a different opinion on that, Des Moines Waterworks CEO Bill Stowe. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
Your original intent in this lawsuit was to require drainage districts to obtain federal water pollution discharge permits, essentially changing the Safe Drinking Water Act. In your eyes, what does this dismissal mean for Des Moines Waterworks and the customers?
What it ultimately will mean is the waters of the state will not have the protections we think that are guaranteed under federal law. The trial judge here in Sioux City essentially ruled that we don't have a federal claim and that the Iowa State Legislature should take responsibility, much like the Iowa Supreme Court in dismissing our claims in January said the same thing, that is, that water quality in this state should be protected by the Iowa State Legislature, not by either the federal or state courts. We're very disappointed in that. What it means for our customers is they will continue to pay an inordinate amount to clean the waters of the Raccoon and Des Moines River that are heavily polluted by agricultural discharge.
Do you feel that conversations at the State House right now are keeping clean water an interest?
Well, you remember last year, Governor Branstad announced his boldest initiative for clean water, and that went nowhere in 2016 and 2017. Very little has been done by the state legislature except an attempt that's currently still alive to dismantle the Des Moines Waterworks, to essentially destroy the Des Moines Waterworks, the Urbandale Waterworks, and the West Des Moines Waterworks and turn our assets over to the city governments in which we sit. All of this discussion really has been a diversion from the real concern that we think all Iowans should remain focused on, and that's the horrible water quality and public health risks caused by dirty lakes, rivers, and streams in the state of Iowa.
When we talked a few weeks ago about this bill that would break up the Des Moines Waterworks Board, essentially you had said that this bill was payback for the utility filing this lawsuit. Will this bill, should it become law, prevent any future legal steps that Des Moines Waterworks would take?
It would essentially eliminate Des Moines Waterworks in its current form. So yes is the answer to your question. The cities of Des Moines, Urbandale, and West Des Moines who have water boards would assume the responsibilities that are now done by independent water boards. Independent water boards were set up 100 years ago, really, to keep politics out of safe drinking water. We think this is a huge step backwards and certainly is connected with our litigation. It's punitive. All of this attention has been spent instead of focusing on cleaning up Iowa's abysmal surface waters on dismantling those of us who have routinely raised concerns about public health and environmental protection in the state of Iowa.
What do you see are next steps for Des Moines Waterworks since this lawsuit has been thrown out?
Well, Clay, we're going to remain committed to source water protection in this state. We believe that what is very clear in the politics of the state right now is that the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy is the sole avenue forward for public policy in this state to protect drinking water and protect lakes, rivers, and streams in the state.
And this is that list of voluntary things that farmers can do to clean up the water before it leaves their fields.
Absolutely. It's a voluntary program, a self-regulating program in agriculture that we think is unique and uniquely poor, but nonetheless, it is the public policy in this state, and those who believe that it is going to take us towards greater environmental protection and safe drinking water, better quality water in lakes, rivers, and streams are now fully responsible for seeing that that happens. Our experience in the 4 years since it's been the policy of this state, it's moving forward at a glacial pace. It's doing nothing. It's under-resourced. It's under-measured. It has no real objectives. We're very concerned about that being the single vessel, if you will, for public policy involving water quality in the state. But it's certainly clear from a number of different sources, no pun intended, that is currently the public policy of the state. Will hold those accountable who have said that give it more time, it will provide the necessary collaboration and cooperation to protect Iowa's natural resources. We certainly haven't seen it and are concerned on behalf of our ratepayers who pay disproportionately again to clean up the Raccoon and Des Moines River for safe drinking water.
Bill Stowe is CEO of the Des Moines Water Works. Just to rehash the news, on Friday, a federal judge dismissed the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit against three counties claiming agriculture drainage districts have been polluting the rivers the utility uses for drinking water. Bill, thank you.
My pleasure, Clay. Thanks for having me.